The Labor Day event from Dell Technologies is here, and it's time to take productivity to another level. End the summer strong by upgrading your growing business to the latest tech. This new season begins with up to 48% off top performance laptops like Bostro, taking performance to the next level with 12th gen Intel Core processors. You'll also save big on monitors, docks, mice, and more must-have accessories. Plus, get free shipping on everything. It's the perfect time to get ahead with powerful tech designed to stay motivated throughout the year and encourage collaboration and innovation among your team. Now, at special prices for a limited time only. Summer might be gone, but it's just the beginning. What's next for you? Upgrade today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to save up to 48% on our latest technology.
And now back to
The Rich Eisen Show.
Now.
Welcome back. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. The Rich Eisen Show.
He can't quit us. And we can't quit you either.
Earlier on the show, ESPN senior writer Kevin Van Valkenburg, 49ers linebacker Fred Warner. Coming up, Steelers running back Najee Harris. Plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. I'm back from vacation. I'm wearing a new short sleeve shirt to show off the full tan that I've got going on here today. And I'm greatly appreciative of everybody here in this room and also on our staff to just keep kicking ass and taking names last week with Ben Lyons. So Susie and I could have a terrific week together without our children. But I'm still the best dad ever. And no one can take that away from me, even though Brockman attempted to, but that's okay.
Questionable.
Najee Harris is going to join us. Can't wait to ask him the most burning question all Steeler fans want to know from him, which is, what's it going to feel like to run the ball in Acrisure Stadium? That's going to be great. Now, is it Acrisure or Acrisure?
It's spelled S-U-R-E.
I know, but where's the accent?
That's not on the website?
I don't know. What's on the website is... You know, I always used to have like these, when you ever were at a dinner party and then you'd meet people and, well, what do you do for a living? You know, and I'm very thankful that I don't get that question very much anymore because I've been at what I do for a while. And when I do, I don't take offense to it at all. And so when I ask somebody, what do you do for a living? Because I'm very, you know, I'm a middle seater. They middle seat me in dinner parties. I'm a middle seat guy. I'm middle. At most dinner parties. And I don't mind it. I don't mind being in the middle of dinner parties. And so people, when you're in consulting or that sort of thing, they tell me what they do, and I still don't know what they do. And then after a second attempt at it, I stop because then it becomes offensive. Like, really, but what do you do? I don't understand what you do. It's exactly what Acrisure is. I have no idea what they do. I have no idea what they do. It sounds like I shouldn't say these things, but I'll say it anyway. It sounds like, you know, the company in Michael Clayton. I have no idea.
Right.
You have no idea what they do.
They're Lumen.
Lumen and Severance. I have no idea. They're a global fintech leader. Okay, great. Fintech. They provide customers with intelligence-driven financial services solutions. You know what? I with all due respect to Acrisure, I always reach out for my financial services solutions. I want the non-intelligent answer. I want the dumbass-driven financial service solution. You know what I mean? Like, that's the, you know, they use these languages, whatever. That's the problem. Steeler fans want to know from Najee Harris, how's it going to feel to run the ball in Acrisure Stadium? First running back. He might get the first touch in the history of Acrisure.
You were going to be the first person to ask him that question.
I can't wait.
I'm sure of it.
Oh, it'll be great.
I'm positive of this.
On that?
Can't wait.
No one has asked him this.
Oh, and then there's like, who's your quarterback going to be?
That's important, I think.
Maybe more important than the stadium.
Can a quarterback of a team in Acrisure Stadium have little hands? Is that possible? You know what I mean? Because you're not so sure. Acro, not so sure.
Double glove, too. He's a double glove guy.
I saw our friend Cameron. Everybody, by the way, everyone's named Cameron now, right?
It seems like it. Big week for Cameron.
Big week for Cameron.
Big week.
But Cameron Hayward said that was one of the most blown up, overblown stories of all time was Kenny Smith's hands.
Yeah.
I mean, Kenny Pickett's hands. It's still, it might be our fantasy team name. By the way, fantasy football's around the corner, too.
I've got so many names.
Oh, baby. Well, like we got to get Paul Rudd handled, right? We got to get him on our show for that.
Like 50
help us
at least.
Choose our team name. So it's a Monday. Najee Harris is about to join us. If you missed Fred Warner, boy, I kind of peppered him about the questions on Trey Lance, did I not?
Yeah.
I mean, he's their quarterback, but he did say, like, if he's the guy. It's all conditional phrasing.
But I think Kyle has, like, hey, guys,
dude,
like,
everybody,
conditional it. Belichick, you know, I mean, just don't give him anything.
Every player in that building knows it's Trey Lance. They know it. They
yeah,
know it
of
because
course,
you
of course.
See it in their training camp. You see, you see it in the OTAs, in the building. He's the guy.
Right. Yeah, well, he's the guy because they have no choice.
What do you mean if they have no choice? They had no choice the minute they traded for him.
And that's what I mean.
Him.
Like, he has to be the guy.
Right.
My thing for 49ers fans was just like, how are you so confident that he's going to be great? We haven't seen him play football in 2 years.
I'll tell you why, because I'm one of those people. Because he's supremely talented. He's incredibly smart. He's very humble. And that coach is going to scheme their way to success.
Right. And guess what?
And they've got
that
the,
was
and
said
got
about
the,
Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield.
No, they didn't.
And,
no, they were not.
It's been said about all these guys.
Yeah,
anyone taken at the top of the draft, they're smart, they're talented, they have good coaching, they're driven, they got a great resume, and then now you got to go do it.
They said that about Sam Darnold, that he's got great coaching? I must have missed that one.
In college.
Even in college.
He had good coaching in college. I mean,
Clay Helton's going to go free. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame for effing up World
player.
Series. Is that why Clay Helton's going to the Hall of Fame?
He was DJ's number. All I'm saying is it's said about everybody taken in the top five, but he hasn't played football in 2 years. So how do you guys know that he's going to be good?
I just think he's going to be good. Team's good. They just got to get Debo there. But if you missed that, go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen.
That's a
show.
Fair question by me.
Oh, and it is a legitimate question. It is a legit question. It's a legit question, and it is going to be part and parcel of and Lance may not be as successful as I hope he can be. And guess what? You know what's going to happen? He's going to start next year.
Right. It's like Josh Allen. Like, give him time to develop and improve.
Right. But the Niners aren't that team to develop and improve. They've been the team that was looking for their quarterback, acquired Jimmy Garoppolo from the New England Patriots. That was supposed to be the guy forevermore, their forever quarterback. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, prior to the draft, a couple of drafts ago, the 49ers trade all the way up to 3. They trade all the way, pardon me, they trade up, my bad. They trade all the way up to 3.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Which... questionable.
Right, out of the blue.
I think
it's just like, okay, who's it for?
Yeah. It's fair to criticize that move now 2 years out.
No,
because it hasn't really resulted in anything.
I'm going to, as you know, of the top stories that I've talked myself into
that's
for the 2022
number, I mean,
season, that's
easily number one.
No, it's not. Number one is the Raiders.
Raiders
are going to win the AFC West.
Yeah.
Ah, that's clear number one. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. It's a Monday, so let's do Overreaction Monday before we get to our friend Najee Harris of the Akershire Steelers right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays. Monday.
All right, let's roll. What do you have over there,
Christopher? Not sure you saw this one in between all the dinners and Instagramming, but Tom Brady talked to the Hollywood Reporter or Vanity Fair, one of those tabloids out here, and said that he knows he doesn't have 5 years left. My overreaction is this. Regardless of what happens this year, it's it. This is Brady's final season.
I think it's his final season, too.
You do?
I do. How about, you know what I missed is what I did see. I didn't. By the way, I didn't miss this. I saw it. In between my Instagramming
and
all the great food I had in Italy.
Sure.
I'm a multitasker. I think this is Brady's final season. I think it is. As you know, it's entirely possible he wanted to do something else and be with the Miami Dolphins. And
seems like it.
I don't know. It just seems like, you know, his plans had a wrinkle thrown in it and he was planning on having retired. As you know, he had a roast that was all set up that he's postponed till next year. Because, I mean, you could keep pushing back roasts as long as you want
until
he's retired.
Yeah.
The roast will always be there. I do believe this is his final season, but who knows? If he can continue to play as well as he has, I would love to see him play for forevermore. It's so much fun. But the thing that I saw as well is that our friend Joseph Buck went on, if I'm not mistaken, Lebatard's program, our friend Dan Lebatard's program, and said he's not so sure Brady's going to show up in the booth for Fox. That he
that
it was entirely, but that he left not. He left Fox to go to ESPN. I mean, obviously, they paid him very handsomely, and Fox opened the door for him to do that. And the reason why he did that is he wanted to stick with his guy, Aikman, because he knew that Aikman was the guy that going to be there. And that Brady was in the ether before he left, and that it's not a sure thing.
Hmm. Interesting.
I felt the same way.
That is because, you know, there's 375 million reasons for Brady to go to Fox.
Yes, that's true. And that maybe he just eventually doesn't want to do that. If there's anybody who could, if there's anybody who could look at a $375 million contract and say, I don't know, to salud, right? If that's the way you look at $375 million contracts, then to salud, Godfather Don Brady.
I still think the Miami thing is out there still.
What else?
I don't know.
What do you got over there?
Hey, we talked about Baker Mayfield. We hit this last week as well, but let's bring it to you. Baker is going to win more games this year than the Browns.
Yeah. I'd say that's not an overreaction either. Things can work out for Baker in Carolina. There's no question about it. I mean, McCaffrey's just got to stay healthy. Ekwonu can keep him upright. If he could keep Baker from running for his life and just standing back there and make the quick throws that Ben McAdoo's dialing up.
Scheming up.
Yeah, you know, DJ Moore. I mean, Robbie Anderson. And then the Browns. I mean, we're looking down at the
looks like
time's
maybe,
ticking.
Maybe this week we'll get
time's
something.
Ticking. Because if the Texans settle 30 civil cases with 30 women and they haven't even filed all suit against the Texans, and the Texans are like, who are they? Where are they? We're ready to pay them.
Right.
That means something's coming down for Watson. And I think that, yeah, Baker wins more than the Browns. It's entirely possible. And the flip side is equally as possible. I don't think that's an overreaction. I think that's in the realm of proper reaction, you know?
You mentioned fantasy football. We're going to start talking about that real soon.
Why wouldn't we?
One of the guys I'm looking at is Javonte Williams out in Denver. Got Russell Wilson. We talked about the possibility of them maybe being a top five offense this year. How about Javonte as a top five fantasy running back this season?
Where did this come from? Just
you know, there's a report out there that the Denver's going to get the screen game involved a little bit more this year, and he's coming off, you know, kind of a pretty promising rookie year. I don't know.
I'm going to say that's an overreaction and hope this gets spread so we can go snag him.
Like an NFL draft?
No, I guess we should provide a service to our loyal listeners and viewers here on Peacock.
Denver
and
fans
else.
Are hot, Rich. You don't want to get on that bad side.
I don't know why I still need to see it first. But I do. I need to see it first. I hope.
Why do you need to see it from Denver, okay, who has talented
Trey Lance,
exactly.
But not Trey Lance.
When they have Russell Wilson, Super Bowl champ, he's on a Hall of Fame path. He's going to Denver.
Still
they got all this great
it.
Offense, and you need to see
still
it.
Still got
to
see it.
But Trey Lance, boom, superstar.
I don't know. Maybe in Shanahan I trust a little too much. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Is it?
I mean, the way he puts it, yeah.
Well, I don't like the way he puts it, then.
After listening to both sides, I'm like, it's
I am, as you know, with two training camps opening today for rookies Rochester, New York for the Bills and Henderson, Nevada for the Raiders, I am just crystallizing the things that I'm talking myself into. Could you imagine I go 100% on this like I did the Warriors
please
winning
no.
it all?
Let's hope not.
I mean, come on.
What else you got over there?
Jimmy G, right? We're talking about him a lot. I got to say, I don't think he's going to be on a new team for a while.
False. He's going.
But when and where?
I don't know. He's going to ask for his release shortly. Isn't that what Steve Young said, apparently? You know, so.
But when and where? Florio floated the Texans last week, and then Seattle's out
there. I don't know. I think the Texans like Davis Mills, brother.
I think so, too.
And by the way, if Davis Mills had come out this year, he'd have been one of the top 10 pick, I think.
Yeah, probably. But where? But what's where's the spot for him?
I think he wants a release, and I think Seattle's biding their time, and that would make the NFC West even that much more delicious.
Yeah, that would be.
That much more delicious.
That'd be good.
That would be a spot. I'm still not. I don't know. For some reason, I'm just can't. I can't buy the Drew Lock, Geno Smith, quarterback competition. I just can't do it.
Well, it's not. It doesn't pass any type of test. Smell, sniff.
It doesn't.
You know, sight, anything.
It doesn't.
What's sexy about that?
At the old VMAC up there in Renton, Washington, I just have a feeling we're going to see James G throw run in there, and that's why the Niners don't want to release him either. I bet. But this dance that's going on, whatever dance there may be, and apparently, word is that the Bucks were knocking on that door to stick Brady and Garoppolo together in the same quarterback room once again.
I don't get that either.
With Garoppolo looking over Brady's shoulder.
I don't get that either.
But Don Yee said that wasn't true. You know, his agent.
Because he reps Jimmy too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so this is afoot. Game's afoot. Training camp's around the corner. This thing is going to get worked out fast because they aren't going in a week one with Jimmy G still on the roster. No way, man. That would surprise me. You got one more over there?
I got
Najee.
So Madden ratings are out. Devontae Adams, 99 wide receiver. So yeah. He's the best in the NFL. However, Justin Jefferson said,
that. Yeah.
That'll be me soon. So how about this? Justin Jefferson is going to pass him in 2023.
I don't know. I'm gonna stay consistent.
I mean, I love the moxie.
Of course you do. You gotta love that J squared.
I love that moxie.
I love the moxie, and Tyreek Hill is writing checks with his mouth more than he ever has.
Big time.
I know. You can't sleep on
Diggs.
DK. You can't sleep on any of these young receivers, including the kid from Cincinnati.
Chase.
Right, Jamar Chase. You can't blank on him.
Smith.
Devontae Smith. You throw in there, huh? Okay.
Good player. Heisman Trophy winner.
How about Cooper Kupp? Let's not forget about Cooper Kupp. But Devontae Adams, I'm going to just be consistent. Devontae Adams and Derek Carr together again, BFFs. It's Fresno all over again, baby. And
words
as you know,
never been said before.
Fresno all over again, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a first. Anywhere. Except Fresno. And maybe Dilfer's house. You know? So, yes. I'll say that's an overreaction.
All right.
Well done. Good job.
Let's get the Najee.
All right. They cannot wait. The man who may get the first touch for the Steelers in the history of Acrisure Stadium. Najee Harris when we come back on the Rich Eisen Show. Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry, clean feel all day. By the way, on the flight home from Rome, Susan and I in the 8.5 hour flight, back to back Godfather Godfather Part 2. Back to back.
Oh, that's actually
back to back.
That's a good one.
That's like 7 hours.
Oh, dude,
it
took up most of the flight. And it was one of those things too, because we're watching in separate. We would pause to make sure it was on the same. We were watching at the same time.
It's different after you watch it after watching The Offer, right?
And dude, did you see The Offer got completely snubbed?
I saw that.
Matthew Good, who was is a British actor, played
Ridiculous.
Bob Evans. He should and I know people
actually,
got nominated
next year.
No, it's not. They got snubbed, brother.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
I don't know how that show got completely snubbed, like 0.0.
We were
full
talking about that too with Winning Time. Well, Winning Time
was
nothing.
The same way. Okay, I'll say this. I loved Winning Time, but
you don't think John C. should have got nominated?
Yeah. Maybe, but not like The Offer. Like
okay.
Matthew
I
Good
seen the
was
offer.
The Offer that much better.
Matthew Good is phenomenal.
I gotta watch it.
You gotta watch it. And so watching that, watching both, but that's why Susie was interested in watching both because she hadn't seen back to back. She likes Godfather better than Part Two.
There's a lot of people like that,
and I'm like, Part Two is just epic.
It has everything. Yeah, it has everything.
Part Two is epic.
I have a friend whose wife hasn't watched The Godfather
at all.
Any of them?
No. So when I'm off on a Sunday, one of these days, I'm gonna cook pasta, go to their house, and we're watching them back to back. She has to watch it. Like I'm like, you have to do it.
You have to do it.
You have to do it.
So I agree. Back to back. 1,000,000%. Mm. And so.
Glad you had a great time.
I did.
Yeah, Rich. How many limoncellos did you have?
Here's a question for you.
I had, it looked awesome. It looked awesome.
They're so good.
Did you take any cooking class type things when you were over there in Italy?
No.
Okay, because I know some people go over there and like want to learn how to make pasta.
I can teach. I can do that here. That's easy.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But
I can do that here. I'm not spending my time. Like, basically, you know, I'm just going to go and eat and sit.
When'd you get back?
And sit and eat. We got back last Thursday and then had visiting day for our kids' camps. And we just got back yesterday.
Rich, the limoncello, they're great. They're phenomenal, aren't they?
When
they're
like, that'll leave a mark, bro.
Oh, yeah. They'll get you quick. They hit you quick.
It goes down way too easy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I didn't mean, I didn't mean to tell you I have a more interesting life. I just thought I was just feeling it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My life is pretty great.
I know it is.
Yeah.
It is great.
My life sucks right now.
And I don't mind it. You Instagram stuff all the time with just one word. You know, you've got your thing going on, but I don't make fun of you. Well, and honestly, I don't ever Instagram. Like, I hardly ever Instagram other than that.
You don't have to defend it to me. You enjoyed yourself.
I have to defend it to you because you criticized me without being here.
One time, and then we're friends. You know what I mean? Come on, I can't rib you.
Well, you said, again, my rakish hat. You said, how was the soup with it?
I said, how was the soup?
And Susie's just like, what does he mean by the soup?
That was funny.
Did you Instagram out soup? And I'm like, no, I did not have soup. I'm not going to go, it's 100 degrees, I'm not having soup.
Bobon would have soup.
You knew what I meant.
I knew exactly. I explained to her. I'm like, it's a line from Caddyshack. You know, and Judge Smales had a great hat on. Nice rakish hat. You get that with a free bowl of soup. I may change the avatar to that one, Brock. And I'm like, look at this photograph. Susie got a smoothie just so I could take this picture.
It's a great shot. And then we did the whole deep thoughts meme TJ did. It was awesome. It was very funny.
I mean, now, did you see
a rakish hat? It's a very rakish hat, and I was biding my time for a rakish hat.
Can I have that? I'll take that.
No, it's my hat.
I got to find one. I'm going to buy one now.
Hold on, Mike. Go to Al. Al's on.
Is Al on? Hey, Al in Dallas. What's up, Al? What's going on, Al? We're waiting for Najee Harris. What's up, Al?
Very, very Hannibal Lecter-like hat.
I know. I know. I know.
But I mean, Richard, wonderful picks. It was great to see you two, you know, on your own little vacation. You love Italy, right?
I do.
And to hear it from Brockman, just a really angry, bitter guy.
Yes.
His boy choked the bit. He was all about Rory, and he choked the bit, and he was so angry. It's sad. And a rough weekend for the Sox.
Rory didn't choke, but Al,
I see your comments on the pictures, too, and I appreciate your support. For me, sharing my life with others, I'm a giver, and it's funny how Chris is always like, well, you don't like fun, because I'm pointing out his Boston Red Sox. They hit a home run and they act like they're eight. You know,
every other team does that except yours.
That's not true. Not true. They have other things. They put the Angels put on a nice hat.
Everyone has a thing.
They put on a nice hat.
Except you guys. No fun.
So, and he says,
that's a wonderful. I could see it now on the TV again. It's a wonderful with the sea and the ocean in the background. A beautiful drink. Beautiful wife with you. And Brockman's just an angry New Englander.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Al. He's an angry New Englander, and I'm wearing the hat.
Birds, Rich.
I saw that too. Somebody was tweeting out this very Hannibal Lecter like hat, like when he's now incognito, free and clear, escaped.
He's going to get
actually.
The,
you know what? That hat also. You look Dr. like Chilton. The villain in Indiana Jones.
Oh yes.
I'm trying to look for the ark
before Indiana.
For the ark.
I'll accept it because it's a very rakish hat
It's a great hat.
I love
Dr.
that hat,
Frederick Chilton.
That's why I put you as my avatar on Twitter.
Am I your avatar?
Yes. You in the hat is not my avatar.
I don't approve that.
The lamb stops screaming.
If there's anything really you could do at this point, but
I do not approve.
Hey guys, Clayton Kershaw is going to start the All-Star game.
Shane McLaughlin?
It's like Shane McClanahan.
Shane McClanahan.
Who's been awesome this year.
He's been terrific. Yeah. Clayton Kershaw starting the All-Star game in Dodgers. By the way, this is a very Mike Brito type hat. May he rest in peace. The longtime Dodgers scout who...
That is a scout hat.
You always used to see him behind home plate holding up the jug gun.
That's right. He always wore that hat.
Yeah. So,
yes.
Clayton Kershaw starting the All-Star game in Dodger Stadium is all kinds of awesome. And the place is going to go nuts.
Oh, they're nuts.
Certainly since what? Is it going to be Trout stepping in first?
No, Trout's out.
Trout's out because he's hurt.
Out. He's got
is it
going to
be Ohtani stepping in first? Are we going to see Ohtani leading off for the American League against Kershaw? Lefty-lefty.
Yes. So here's the lineup. Lineups are out a couple minutes ago.
Just wanted to be known that this news broke as I was wearing my rakish hat from Italy.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Should I put it back on for the rest of this set?
Please do.
Yeah.
Sure. While we wait for Najee Harris, why not? So batting order's out. American League, Ohtani leads off. Oof. Aaron Judge second. Rafael Devers third. Vladimir Guerrero. Oof. Followed by Stanton.
I mean,
Byron Buxton.
Wow.
Tim Anderson. Andres Jimenez and Alejandro Kirk.
I mean,
look out, Clayton Kershaw.
Oh my God.
What if he goes Pedro and just strikes everybody's ass?
Dude, everybody out? I'll tell you this. I've said it before.
Somebody's going yard.
The first two innings of Pedro Martinez in that 99 All-Star game in Fenway Park is one of the most incredible.
It was amazing.
It's kind of like Cam Smith starting the back nine with five straight birdies.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm not kidding.
No.
Like one of the most memorable, unbelievable, with the exception being everyone in the stands wanted to see Pedro do what he did.
Yeah.
Where I don't know how many Aussies were there in at the old course yesterday wanting to see that ripped from Rory McIlroy. But who's the National League lineup? Do we have the
National League? We got Acuna leads off, followed by Mookie and Manny Machado, Paul Goldschmidt, Trey Turner. Wilson Contreras and then William Contreras, brothers back to back.
Oh, that's cool.
Jock Peterson and Jeff McNeil.
Jock Peterson, huh?
Jock Peterson. Very popular.
How about Jock Peterson in Dodger Stadium in an All Star game? Fantastic.
Man, I hope they juice the balls and these guys just put on a show.
Tommy Pham didn't make the All Star game, did he?
No, he did not.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. Home run derby tonight. Pete Alonso is the favorite.
Ah, yes.
I love him.
You should. By the way,
I mean,
if you right now, hold on a minute before we get into this a little bit more. Top five Met. Yay or nay?
Ooh.
All time? Yes, for you.
No, not yet.
Really?
You're asking me my top five favorite, or is he top five in?
Yes.
That's a tough one, man.
Top five Met. How about this? Top five New York metropolitan players who have given you the most joy.
I mean, and it's been a short career, but I put him at number five. Yeah.
He's got to be on that top five list.
Like I said, Brockman will tell you, his rookie season, week two, I came in here and I just start talking trash.
So who,
like,
is it? Who is it? Your guy. Top five New York Mets that have given you the most joy? Let me guess.
Okay.
Doc Gooden.
He's up there.
Daryl Strawberry.
He's up there. Mike Piazza.
Mike Piazza.
Yes.
That home run he hit in, for the Mets in their first game back after 9/11 is one of the greatest moments in the history of New York sports.
Yeah.
Piazza, huh?
Piazza.
Okay.
Well,
and then
David Wright.
And then Wright.
There's so many, man. I could go Howard Johnson. I'd go Mookie Wilson. Greg Jeffries never really amounted to what we thought he would. But Greg Jeffries, like the buildup from him being a minor leaguer coming up to the pros, I can remember that was incredible.
Kevin McReynolds.
Bobby
Bonilla.
Bobby Bowe. How could you not love Bobby?
Vince Coleman.
Gary Carter.
I'm naming the worst team money can buy.
Basically, I take the whole 86 Mets team and I put them at number one.
Kevin Mitchell.
Period.
Coming out of the dugout, out of the locker room. You know, the word is on the street is that he was commando.
Yeah, he was already like about to hop in the shower, had no clothes on.
In game six of the World Series. You've never heard that before?
No.
Kevin Mitchell was already in the clubhouse, showered, buck naked, the whole business. And they said, you got to get out there. We're still playing. And he got out there to use the Seinfeld line. The only thing between him and the rest of the world was that thin layer of gabardine. That's apparently the word on the street.
Jeez, how about that?
Yeah. Things you find out once Najee Harris doesn't call on time.
Shout out to Rusty Staub.
I mean, go on. Who's looking for him?
Say it again?
His person is looking for Najee.
No. Well,
Jose
hopefully
Reyes,
get him in another day.
Edgardo Alfonso? I mean, come
Dave
on.
Kingman.
Edgardo, come on. No,
stop it.
You can't sit here and am I asking you the top five Mets
of
all time
to
give you joy, and Dwight Gooden and Strawberry are absolutely up there. You could throw Gary Carter, Hernandez, who I think just got his number retired.
Yeah, basically the entire 86 Mets team.
Yeah,
I can't separate them. That whole team goes.
No love for Benny Agbayani?
Oh, Benny was the man, boy.
Agbayani.
Benny was our dude.
That was when they went through their Hawaii phase.
George
right?
Foster.
Sid Fernandez.
El Cid.
El Cid.
Carlos Beltran until he didn't, you know, swing
Frank
the
Viola?
Bat.
Frank Viola. Queen's finest, right? The Circle Change maestro himself.
Circle Change.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse Orozco. Roger McDowell.
Oh, God. Now we got to stop.
Now we're just listing Mets.
I'm just listing
Mets. Now we're just listing Frank Traveras.
John Franco.
John Milner.
John Olerud.
Anyway, Pete Alonso, your betting favorite for the Home Run Derby tonight, followed by Kyle Schwarber, Juan Soto, and Ronald Acuña.
Why is Kyle Schwarber the top seed over Pete Alonso?
He's got the most home runs, I think.
Oh, is that why? Is that how they do the seeding?
It might be just listed.
Let me just say this about the Home Run Derby, okay? Hey, NBA players, this is the way it's done.
Right.
This is the way it's done. Could you imagine? Okay, because you got the names up here. Let's keep it up here. In terms of young players in the game, in terms of young Major League Baseball players, name me somebody who's missing from Juan Soto, Jose Ramirez, Julio Rodriguez, Ronald Acuña Jr. If I asked you, name me the top four young players in Major League
Tatis
Baseball.
Tatis would be the only one.
Who? Tatis, right.
He's injured.
He would be.
But just active players right now, right? Could you make a list of four, and that could be your four right now. Correct?
Especially when you talk about the four best.
Now you put up the rest of the list again. Corey Seager, going back to Dodger Stadium. That's okay.
Cool. Yep.
Albert Pujols saying, I'll do it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay. Kyle Schwarber, who, as we all know, is a human fire hydrant who just cranks him out.
He hits dingers.
And then you've got Pete Alonso saying, yeah, I've done it 2 years in a row. What else do I have to, you know, what else do I have to do? You know, I've already done it. You know, what else? Yeah, I have nowhere to go but down. And he's just like, yeah, I'll do it.
He takes a lot of pride in this, man.
This is, could you imagine four of the top young players? Old school, Pujols would be what? LeBron would be the Pujols of the situation.
Right.
And I say that with nothing but the greatest of respect.
Yeah, of course. Well, Pujols is a Hall of Famer, of course.
Well, no, but I'm just saying Pujols, LeBron is definitely closer to the LeBron we know than Pujols is
true,
to that.
True.
I just want to say this out loud so nobody thinks anything
else. Twisted, but,
But that's the way you do it if you're in a slam dunk contest. The ultimate of respect to the stars or young players or any NBA player who's doing a slam dunk contest. And the Home Run Derby is a much more physically demanding and potentially dangerous endeavor than it is to slam dunk a basketball. Unless you're putting actual physical impediments in front of you that you could hit and fall ass over tea kettle onto the hardwood floor.
Hitting a home run is impossible.
Dude, it's a physical. Like, I remember after the Home Run Derby in Milwaukee, it was the last year I did the Home Run Derby for ESPN. So that would be 2002, I think. That was the one where there's a tie because all the players had left, gotten on their private jets that ESPN provided to go to the ESPYs.
Yeah.
They were all gone.
2002.
They were all gone. So they ran out of players. I don't think it was like, we can't make a rule where players can come back in. There weren't many players left on the bench. I was in the dugout because I had to go on the field and interview the star of the game for ESPN Radio. Night before, Home Run Derby, they closed the roof of Miller Field because it was a monsoon outside. And unfortunately, in Bud's new stadium, the right field portion of the roof was leaking, and you saw water pouring through it. But being the Midwest, the upper Midwest, beautiful part of our country, and in mid-July, it was so hot outside, and the rain wasn't cooling anything off, and the roof was like putting a lid on top of a boiling pot. It was a billion degrees. God bless, may his soul rest. Tony Gwynn was part of our Home Run Derby coverage, and the guy wore a three-piece suit and a French blue button-up collar with his tie, and you saw the sweat on the collar stains, and it was so hot in there. I interviewed Jason Giambi after he won it, and I think he lost 15 pounds doing it. Because you're just cranking out, and this is before you could call a timeout.
Yeah, and then hydrate.
And there was, I don't think there were any, there was no timing on it back then either. Back then you just kept swinging. You kept swinging and swinging and swinging until you got all the outs, the 10 outs or whatever. So I could not be more pleased and, you know, given the kudos, the shout out to the players who were like, yeah, I'll do it. Because I think it's going to be like 90 degrees out there in Chavez Ravine. The sun's going to be out still. It's going to be
yeah, they're starting at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock local. Yeah.
I know. And I so put it up again. So it's going to be Schwarber versus Pujols, right?
Yep.
And then it's Alonso versus Acuna Jr. Nice little NL East matchup, right? Seager versus Julio Rodriguez and Soto versus Ramirez. Juan versus Jose. Let's go. I love it. I think it's great. These are like, who's missing? You want Otani, maybe?
Sure, but he's starting the game.
I know, right? How many guys are like, can't do the home run derby? I'm going to start pitch tomorrow. You know, I mean, he's not the starting pitcher, but, you know.
Well, I think he is.
No, he's not. It's the McClane. Kid from Tampa.
But he's going to pitch.
Yeah, it's just like, I got to pitch tomorrow night, so I can't do the home run derby, folks.
Yeah.
And he probably wanted to. And they were like, no.
Can't have Otani get hurt while doing the
You know what I mean? So,
by the way, randomly, he brought up Tony Gwynn. I'm just looking at stats. 1 year, Tony Gwynn struck out 40 times, and that was the most he ever struck out in his entire career.
Let me just tell you something like, on top of it, too.
Unbelievable.
As great a player as he was.
And he was awesome.
I think you know where I'm going with this. As great a player as he was, as incredibly talented as he was, a better person. Couldn't have been sweeter, nicer. I mean, him working that home run derby, I think it was Birmingham, and I think it could have been Piazza. I think Piazza was like a player guest.
Oh, yeah, he was doing those back then.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, the 2002 home run derby. Last one I covered. I covered a lot of them. So it's a special event, and I'm thrilled to see players do it. Well done. Well done, baseball.
It's going to be epic.
Awesome whoever
tonight.
Wrangled these guys and was twisting arms, because I'm sure there was a lot of arm twisting going over the last several weeks. And I love the fact that Alonso's like, yeah, I'll try it another time to go back to back to back. Love it.
Why not?
Well, he had like 3 home runs in the Mets 4 games against the Dodgers I think last month. So he was getting prepared.
By the way, that's a bomb to left field.
Where?
At Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, well, but, you know, the baseballs are juiced.
I know, but still.
They really juice them.
He said he wants to hit one of the parking lot.
I'll be great. Carl Ravitch, who's calling it for the Worldwide Leaders, our first guest tomorrow.
Hey.
We got some great guests for tomorrow's show, and we'll tell you about that. And then, TJ, I want you to finish up what you apparently were doing while I was gone. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean carping on my Instagram account.
See, there you go. I had
don't worry, TJ.
To say,
when somebody put out there that you guys are talking S, your guys are talking S about you.
We
right
saw
now.
That. And no one okay. The day they said that, we hadn't mentioned you that day. That was the funny thing. I saw the tweet.
It was from Monday.
I was like,
I didn't think it was you. Certainly since the
I don't go
Rich
on vacation,
Eisen,
so I don't know what to say
certainly
about
Certainly since
it.
The Rich Eisen show account fought, you know, pushed back on that notion, and I knew that was you doing it.
What did I write?
You wrote back like that, you know, it's kind of
a slight exaggeration.
Yeah, slight exaggeration.
Yeah, that was me.
I'm Rich. Come on. I'm like the old lady in Game of Thrones. I want you to know it was me.
I know.
Have the lamb stop screaming, Clarice.
And to use the Game of Thrones phrase, if you think that this is going to prevent me from basking in the rakishness, not today. We'll take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. You've got some GOAT NBA players you want to talk about right there?
We could do that.
Why is Miss Universe always from Earth?
That
is a deep thought.
It just doesn't seem fair.
Good one, TJ. That's a good one. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Look, Callaway's got... We've been talking about putters, irons, and also their Rogue ST drivers, right?
Oh, yeah.
How about Callaway Jaws Raw? What am I talking about?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about scoring from around the greens.
Legend, baby.
Wedge.
Yes.
A specific wedge from Callaway. Get out of here. The rawest form of spin possible to deliver the best performance. And when Callaway says raw, we mean they've eliminated any material between the club face and the ball, which translates to more friction. As you scull it. and add that friction to the most aggressive groove in golf. We're talking about maximum one hop and stop spin. And I'm telling you, boy, do I need that. First time ever, Callaway's optimized wedge weighting using tungsten technology to give you noticeably better control and trajectory so you can attack the pin knowing your ball is going to fly and bite exactly the way you want it to. Jaws Raw comes in four grinds, including the all-new Z-Grind for a more forgiving shot maker's wedge, as well as 17 loft and bounce combinations for every type of condition and playing style. Jaws Raw doesn't give you better wedge performance on its own. It gives you pure spin in its rawest form. Get yours at CallawayGolf.com/JawsRaw.
Jaws Raw. I mean,
Ron Jaworski's got to have that, right?
Jaws Raw. There's so many ways
to
go with
that. When you use Jaws Raw, Mike, you need a bigger green.
Hey, now.
We need a bigger green.
Jaws was on yesterday, Mike. I thought of you. I was watching a little bit.
So what did you do with Ben Lyons here? You were doing another GOAT?
Like we did the NFL GOATs.
Yes, you did.
You know, we did. Got into the basketball, so we did all basketball, and we're left with one division.
What division? Is it the Atlantic division?
We did the Atlantic on Friday, unfortunately, because Ben's a Knicks fan.
Is it the Pacific division?
I figured we'd end here at the Pacific, you know.
Oh, it's sort of like, you know, going east to west.
Yeah, and you're coming home, and I figured the sun will set on your vacation.
I'm a Jew, so I sometimes read right to left.
Is that a thing?
That was a Hebrew joke.
Shoom.
Well, we aren't talking about the NFL. I mean the NBA, right? Yeah. That's a Dolph Shays joke. Okay, nice. Thank you. What do you got? A Nadav Henefeld joke.
All right. How many Jew NBA players can you name?
By the way, back in the day?
Back in the day?
I mean,
now.
There was a lot of them.
All right. I remember
before he got in, Amari Stoudemire, right? But back in the day, I think the Toronto Raptors have like a 50th anniversary team.
Okay.
And the Knicks went to Toronto. And I guess they had their New York and Toronto old school players or whatever. Honestly, it was like they could have done the horror. Joel Embiid.
I was wondering if you saw that.
Of course. Joel Embiid does the horror. I get an alert on my phone.
I saw it on Twitter. I was like, get it, Big Joe.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right. We're just going to wrap up this whole GOAT series that we've been doing. You know, we covered the NFL, did the NBA, and this is it. This is the last division. It's the Pacific division, Chris. So we're going to go Golden State, Clippers, Lakers, Suns, and the Sacramento Kings. I'm going to start off with the Kings. We'll make this quick because we're pressed for time here. Oscar Robertson for the Kings. It could have been Chris Webber. It could have been, you know, Mitch Richmond, Jerry Lucas, Tiny Archibald. But the Big O, he's the guy there, and I think that's a safe assessment
to say.
Didn't
he play for the Sacramento Kings?
He was Kansas City Royals, I believe.
Is he in their record book?
Yeah, that's something that we had to do with records. And
okay, go for it.
So then we're going to go to Phoenix Suns. Again, I'm going to just speed through this. It basically came down, it was Walter Davis. He was in contention, but it really came down to Barkley and Steve Nash. You know, Barkley, I think, took the Suns to their greatest season when he unfortunately fell to the Bulls and Jordan in the finals. But, you know, I went with Steve Nash, back-to-back MVPs. The man averaged 11 assists a game. Like, Nash, you know, shot 50. Chris, he's that guy, you know, 50% from the floor, 90% from the line, I think 40 from three.
Oh, yeah,
Steve Nash was that dude, man. And he was a guy I just loved watching. So, big Steve Nash fan. You know, Barkley obviously is my guy, too. But I think Nash was the right call. Let's keep going through this. We're going to go with the Clippers.
All the candy. What's next?
This was tough. I'll just make the Clippers. You know, I'll just excuse all the Clipper jokes.
Piotrowski, everybody.
Bob McAdoo, former Buffalo Brave.
Okay.
The Braves came to San Diego. I'm sorry. Became the Clippers. You know, of course, Blake Griffin, he kind of ushered in the Lob City. He and Chris Paul and Elton Brand had a few great seasons. Danny Manning also. But Bob McAdoo, greatest player in the franchise.
Okay.
History of the Clippers. Now we're coming up to two tough ones. I guess I'll go with the Golden State Warriors. Came down between Wilt and Steph. Wilt Chamberlain, one of the greatest players of all time. But Steph Curry, you have to give it to Steph. He now embodies the Warriors. He's the face of the franchise. Shout out to Rick Barry. You know, they had obviously championships before he got there, great players. But Steph Curry right now, people are talking about top 10 of all time. So you got to put him as the GOAT. And now we're getting to the Lakers.
Here we go.
This was the toughest one I had. Because you could have said Elgin Baylor. You could have said Jerry West. You could have said Kareem. Kareem was in there. Shaq was in there. But ultimately, I think, and Laker fans, let me know, it's got to come between Magic and Kobe, right?
It's down to Magic and Kobe.
This was tough. I went back and forth. I went with this guy because he kind of ushered in the Lakers as we know them today, right?
Magic.
He kind of ushered in Showtime. Also, Kobe, Kobe could have been the pick, but he wasn't the best player on two of those title teams, probably three of those title teams. Irvin Magic Johnson, greatest Los Angeles Laker.
You can't argue with that.
Of all time. I'm sure I'm going to hear about it from the younger generation. But look at the man. He put them on the map. He saved the National Basketball Association. He started at center, no matter what the guy on TikTok tries to tell me, in 80 out of position. Magic Johnson, greatest Laker of all time.
Yeah,
you got it.
T.J. Jefferson. I surfed in late, but I'm sure the rest of the divisions were equally as compelling.
It was a little bit easier than football. Let's put it that way. Football was a lot tougher, I think.
Who'd you put for the Knicks?
The Knicks. Well, I went with Ewing, but then Ben. Ben gave me a Clyde, and I flipped it. I was like, "You're right. I was wrong on that."
Ben made a very great,
Clyde argument for Clyde. And unlike the people on YouTube, didn't tell me I was stupid. He just explained to me why. So I was like,
"Why don't you listen to the YouTube people?"
Oh, I don't anymore.
Don't listen to the trolls.
That was the big thing, Rick. Yeah, big reveal. Last week, TJ's done reading the comments.
Oh, good.
Yep.
By the way, if you listen to trolls, then you wouldn't be able to wear a rake of shit like this. And say, thanks for taking in the Rich Eisen Show. I'll be back Tuesday. The rakish hat may not.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.